Good morning to you. This is Today with Sue McGregor and John Humphreys on Friday, the 2nd of May, the start of a new chapter in Britain's political history. The Labour Party has been swept to power with the biggest majority it has ever had, at least 416 seats in the House of Commons. The Conservatives have been demolished. The Liberal Democrats have more than doubled their seats. The Tory defeat was worse than even the most pessimistic predictions. Some of the biggest names in the party have lost their seats in some of the safest constituencies in the land. Even Michael Portillo, who many believe might become the party's new leader, is out. So are five other cabinet ministers. In Scotland and Wales, there is not a single Conservative MP left. In Tatton, Martin Bell, standing as an independent, crushed the Tory Neil Hamilton. At the moment, the state of the parties is Labour, 416, Conservatives, 158, Liberal Democrats, 40, Scottish National Party, 6, Plaid Cymru, 4. The turnout was just over 71%. Half an hour or so ago, Tony Blair spoke to a huge party of his supporters in London. He told them, "A new dawn has broken. It's wonderful. We always said we could do it, and we did." A few minutes later, Mr. Major appeared before a more sombre gathering of his party workers and acknowledged what he said was a very bad defeat. "We had hoped and dreamed of a different result, but it was not to be." But he smiled as he went on, "You step back, ask yourself why it didn't work, and next time you get it right." Paddy Ashdown predicted it would be an historic parliament for constitutional reform.
And first, let's find out how the party workers are greeting the morning this morning. Some a great deal more cheerfully than others, of course. First, Nick Jones is just back from the Labour Party big party, their festivities at the Festival Hall. Must have been pretty heady stuff, Nick.
It was an ecstatic celebration, yes. Tony Blair spoke there just over half an hour ago, and hundreds of young people in the audience celebrating Labour's landslide, hugging, kissing, the constant playing of Labour's theme tune, "Things Can Only Get Better." Labour say they've got a job on their hands. They say they're going to have to explain a world event, how Tony Blair has rewritten British political history.
And the hard work is only just beginning, I suppose.
Yes, and Tony Blair, I think, was struck by the awesome nature of his victory. He told the vast crowd that he'd been humbled and moved by this landslide victory, and he assured them that he did intend to govern as New Labour, and he said he did intend to bring back value and dignity to public service. So yes, it does look as if this is going to mark a new chapter in British political life.
And Nick Robinson is at Conservative Central Office. Nick, a very different picture there.
Very different indeed. The workers here are quite simply shell-shocked. Many expected a defeat, some even a mauling. But no one had thought there'd be a cull of their party taking in many of their top leaders. When John Major came here just a few minutes ago, there was much emotion as he told them that opposition was an honourable course and they would have to get down to it after a rest at the weekend and get down to opposition and slowly rebuilding their party.
There was speculation, wasn't there, that if the defeat was big enough, Mr. Major might announce that he was standing down immediately.
Exactly, and we expected much speculation about the leadership, but I have to say every script that's been written has had to be torn up. They're not wondering here who will lead the party, but frankly, what sort of party there is left to lead. Many people expect John Major to stay on, but they simply don't know after a set of results no one could have predicted.
Well, what about the Liberal Democrats? Carolyn Quinn is in the radio car at their headquarters in Cowley Street in London. Carolyn, 40 seats already, hopeful of 45, I think.
Yeah, absolute jubilation at the party HQ overnight. That result far beyond their wildest expectations. Paddy Ashdown had been talking of a breakthrough in politics for the Liberal Democrats, but that was widely read as meaning perhaps up to about 30 seats, or to go over the 40 mark, as is expected after the final target seats declare later today, makes them, in Paddy Ashdown's terms, the largest force since the days of Lloyd George. As I say, far beyond their wildest expectations.
And no more talk of Paddy Ashdown being replaced as leader of the party.
Oh, absolutely not. The reception that he got at the party headquarters this morning was so warm, the cheers for him as he came through. I think there's a real sense that he's leading them into a new decade of politics for the Liberal Democrats. Also, the whole tactical way that the campaign was handled. They're putting the success down to a concentration on policies rather than positioning, as they got cornered into doing in 1992. And also very focused targeting on 50 key seats. That's what they're putting the success down to.
Thank you very much indeed. And now let's look at the results in a bit more detail and the rest of the news with Peter Donaldson.
Labour have gained a historic victory in the 1997 general election by winning what's certain to be the biggest parliamentary majority in their history. With some 30 seats still to be declared, they're predicted to have a majority of almost 180. Tony Blair arrived at the Royal Festival Hall in London within the past hour to address a jubilant crowd of party workers. He told them that New Labour would build a united nation with a common purpose and shared values.
All the people here, young and old, from every part of the country, from every background, we say tonight, you, the British people, have given us the chance to serve you. You have put your trust in us, and we say to you, we shall repay that trust for you. We govern for you.
The night has seen the worst Conservative performance since the 1830s. Scores of seats in the party's heartland have fallen. John Major conceded victory after retaining his Huntingdon seat. He arrived at Conservative Central Office a short time ago and told party workers that the Tories had suffered what he called a very bad defeat. He paid tribute to their work and to the MPs who'd lost their seats.
We've lost some very good servants of the party, people who've devoted a huge amount of their life to the service of this country and the service of this party. We've lost temporarily, I hope, some colleagues, both senior and not so senior, who still have a lot of service to give this country and this party and who will, I hope, be back where they should be in the House of Commons serving us all.
The defeated Conservative candidates included six cabinet ministers, the Foreign Secretary Malcolm Rifkin, the Scottish Secretary Michael Forsyth, the President of the Board of Trade Ian Lang, the Leader of the House Tony Newton, the Chief Secretary to the Treasury William Waldegrave, and the Defence Secretary Michael Portillo. He appealed to the party not to descend into recrimination.
For the first time, I can speak without anyone suspecting me of having leadership ambitions or speaking to further my own ambitions. I can now say that I plead with the party not to fall into disunity and opposition, because that would be the way of staying there.
Among other significant results, the journalist Martin Bell defeated the Conservative at the centre of the Cash for Questions allegations, Neil Hamilton. It's been a good night for the Liberal Democrats. They've gained 27 seats so far and look set to hold 45. Paddy Ashdown, addressing campaign workers in London, said the party had the strongest representation since the time of Lloyd George. Mr. Ashdown set out his aims.
To fight every minute, every second, every hour through the next Parliament for those things that we have campaigned for in this election. Education and investing in education, tackling the crisis of our health service, bringing a new kind of honesty to our politics. And you know, they told us we couldn't do it and win votes. But we did.
John Major is expected to go to Buckingham Palace at 11:30 this morning, formally to hand in his resignation as Prime Minister. He'll be followed to the palace by Mr. Blair, who'll be asked by the Queen to form a government.